Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. You ever read through the genealogy in Matthew's Gospel and wondered about some of the names there, like Tamar, the incestuous daughter-in-law of Judah, or Rahab, the harlot from Jericho, and Bathsheba, the adulteress who sinned with David? All three women were scandalous sinners. So it begs the question, John, why does God include this checkered history in Jesus' family tree?
Well, that is a very easy question to answer, because those are the only kind of people he has to work with. Your check may look a little different than somebody else's check on the checkerboard, but he's got sinners to pick from. But I think in particular, those women are placed into the genealogy for the sheer purpose of demonstrating grace. That's right, demonstrating grace. Those genealogies also include Abraham, who was a sinner and put his sin on display in his lack of trust in God. And how about David? Was there ever a worse sinner than David, an adulterer and a murderer? But I think in particular, those women illustrate the fact that the redemptive purpose of God flows through people who are the recipients of grace. If God's purposes depended upon the people who deserve to be a part of it, wouldn't happen, would it? We're all those who have received what we've received by grace. Paul, he says, I was a murderer and a blasphemer, but I received grace and God put me in the ministry. God is in the business of working his wondrous redemptive purpose through the people who are what they are by grace.
Thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from Matthew, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.